This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Generation Next on Joy 94.9, and we now have a wonderful text in which I have to pronounce, which is some wonderful, lovely, lovely person who I'm going to call Coffee. Well, actually, no, it's just probably just the end of it. But it's there's a text in going, Shibja, Shibja, Siverb, Shibja, Godjerj, Sophie Coffee. And that is how, and that is the most difficult thing I've had to pronounce at Joy. And I have pronounced Sisulo Bambang Yad Hoyono.
You just made that word up.
I did not. That is a, oh my gosh, that is the president of Indonesia. I hope that is correct. And please, please remind me that is true.
Let's just check the guys from Worldwide. Wait, let's see what they have to say. We also got a message in from Michael, all the way from San Francisco in California.
I wanted to go.
Oh. I know, pretty jelly that he gets to live there. But reading, and he sent this in onair@joy.org.au. Hey, Patrick and Dill. I am glad to hear you two are talking about youth homelessness issues in Australia. It's something I'm extremely passionate about myself. Hope you're having an awesome evening listening to the show as usual when I can catch it. Thanks, Mike. And do you know what's really cute? He also listened to the Chappelle Show, which I got to guest host on the over the weekend.
I think you've got a fan, Dill.
I think I've got a fan of Mike.
He's blushing as red as his hair, which is very red at the moment.
Oh, so. I like you too, Patrick.
Yeah.
But right now, we're going to be talking about LGBTI youth homelessness, aren't we, Patrick?
Yes. In Australia, we do have quite a large number of homelessness. Not as huge, I suppose, in other Western nations, but it is 1 in 200 people are homeless in Australia, and this is just generally all over. Also, out of those ones, 56% are male, 44% are female. These are the current the statistics. I cannot say that. Goodness gracious me. But in America, we've noticed that there was a little bit more information, and in America, it shows that there's about 40% of the youth population that are homeless are GLBTI, and out of that 60% are trans as well. So you're looking at 24% of the total homelessness population is trans people, which is quite phenomenal. And we will be talking a little bit more about that as well. But I mean, in general, the entire of the queer community that are facing homelessness, and a lot of it comes from being kicked out of home, which is something that does happen quite a lot. Get kicked out of home, being in foster care, that once you hit 18, suddenly it's just like, and now out into the world you go, and you're not prepared. So, and homelessness doesn't just mean living hard on the streets. It also means any sort of unstable accommodation, like crashing on your friend's couch for a long time.
Sometimes squatting.
Yeah. When you came to Melbourne, Dylan, you had been, so you sort of, was it running away from what I remember?
I was left in a pretty hard situation. It was either, pretty much, yeah, I came out, and when I told my mum how I identified as same-sex attracted, I found myself in the care of my sister, and then that lasted for about 12 months before there was another breakdown, and then I came to Melbourne, and I came to Melbourne with, like, $100 in my pocket.
Yeah.
And that was meant to, like, get me through everything, and then I found that I was a displaced young queer person. And
where were you staying?
I was staying with friends, people that I met out from, like, working in clubs. I couch surfed for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I just found it, and there weren't resources. Yeah. And it's hard to gauge, again, what you were saying in Australia, while in the States and in the UK, there are so many wonderful agencies and avenues out there that you're able to find resources. But in Australia, you're quite limited. I mean, Drummond Street Services in Carlton, we'll give you their details a little bit later on, dear listener, but they do a lot. However, when I was in my situation, I did not know. And you know what it's like when you're identifying and you're in these predicaments, or even if you're not identifying and you're in some kind of like horrible sitch, you forget, or you don't realize that you're not the only person. There are other resources out there.
In the case that I had with my friend in the United States, he lived in New York, and there are actually specific shelters designed for people who are are same-sex attracted, especially. I'm so sorry. I had a little laugh. I just saw the text that came in and it made me blush a little bit because of how cute it was. But getting back to more serious issues, in this case, I mean, I was basically finding friends of his who I didn't meet before, and I'm just, like, basically texting nonstop to these people who had not been and said, give him a place to crash.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, I was coming to a point, I'm thinking, do I call like a shelter and just say, is he there? Is he there? Is he there?
Yeah.
Luckily he's all fine, as I want to point out. But I think the one thing as well is how this occurs. How does these situations occur? And it does come a lot from when you come out and...
Yeah, because homelessness, and I think something that we need to like really drum in, that homelessness is not just one effect. It's not just a housing problem per se.
Yeah.
It's also impacted on, say, family breakdowns, family conflict. Unemployment can also result in a similar... substance abuse, mental health issues, and I guess for a number of young people, and I'm included in that, coming out can also impact on us having permanent housing. When I looked over some stats and I was looking at the 2011 census, and over 22,000 Victorians were recorded without having a permanent home. And approximately 6,130 did not even have permanent living arrangements. Almost 60% of all homelessness services, they're under 25 years old.
It does really shock you, doesn't it? And the thing that shocks me most is the fact that then you have this kind of apathy and ignorance, which does occur a lot in Australia, where they go, oh, well, this isn't affecting me, so therefore can't someone else do it, using a Simpsons quote here. We were talking about this yesterday on The Kitchen Table as well, which was the show I do with Shannon and Christian, Sundays at 1. And it draws this kind of attention that you look at someone on the streets and they are saying, I need a place to stay. Everyone just kind of comes up with these awful connotations of why they're there.
Yeah.
And especially in Sydney, I did notice a lot of people, when I was in Sydney, a lot of people who were homeless was because they were living with a mental health issue.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Mental health issues in Australia, people with mental health problems, they're another community that falls through the cracks.
Yeah. And it's a higher percentage. If you're dealing with a lot of, stigma and abuse or any sort of vilification from your family home, if you have come out and your family is not being receptive and you're starting to receive that, there's a higher chance that you will develop a mental health issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, developing depression. I mean, it's going to happen if you're being constantly vilified. Thank you.
Discriminated against.
Yeah, discriminated as
and
well.
And that's the thing. Like, being trans or being same-sex attracted, gender diversity and same-sex attraction do not cause depression and anxiety.
They don't cause it.
Homophobia and transphobia causes depression and anxiety. And that is a big problem. And look, we'll be talking more on this topic next week as well, where Adam Bandt, our Federal Member of Parliament, will be joining the Generation Next table.
Oh, he's a fun chap, isn't he?
He is.
And he's my glasses mentor.
Oh, yeah, he does have some fab glasses.
He does have pretty fab glasses. They're sleek, but they're very, very nice. And we did get another text in, which is what we talked about earlier, from Michael from San Francisco, who... You caught me, Cupid. Yes, a big fan of Dylan Deed. I love listening to him and listen wherever I can. Be listening for like 2 years or three. It was 2 years, isn't it?
2 years.
Yes. Well, look.
Came out to my 2 year Annie.
Well, look, if you get to San Francisco, I think you have a friend who can help you out, Dylan.
Oh, totally. I think I'll have to.
Actually, you would so suit San Fran. You've got that beautiful optimism and joy about you, and plus you like a good party.
I do. Well, I was about to say that that optimism and joy may have been the 4 packets of jelly beans that I inhaled before the show. That's right, I'm buzzing. But hey, look, if you have found yourself in a situation and you're in the Melbourne area and you do not have permanent housing, or you're in a bit of trouble and you need someone to talk to, I would highly recommend calling Drummond Street Services in Carlton. Their number, if you've got your pens handy for anyone playing at home, is 9663 6733. But hey, we have got a whole heap more of Generation Next, which, let's be honest, it's your favorite radio show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.